You're listening to SBS News.
While he was visible and available during the Banking Royal Commission, the CEO of Australia's oldest bank was absent from a media teleconference where Westpac chairman Lindsay Maxted announced Brian Hartzer would resign.
The board accepts the gravity of the issues raised by AUSTRAC. We are deeply remorseful and sorry for our mistakes, and we are committed to fixing them.
Mr. Maxted also confirmed he will bring his retirement forward to the first half of next year. The financial intelligence agency AUSTRAC alleges 23 million breaches of anti-money laundering and terrorism financing laws, some allegedly resulting in the funding of child pornography. Westpac management maintains Mr. Hartzer didn't previously know about it. But Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the scandal has exposed a lack of appropriate oversight and systematic failures at Westpac.
I've had conversations with Westpac and those discussions were constructive. I made clear the seriousness of those issues, but also the bank itself and the board itself has been having many meetings, including with its own shareholders. And in a conversation this morning with the chairman, he told me before the public announcement of what was to take place.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the revelations are disgraceful, appalling and very serious.
This decision today doesn't of itself fix all of the issues which have emerged in recent weeks about the behaviour of Westpac over a period of some years. There's a legal process. I think Australians will be looking for all kinds of accountability when it comes to the behaviour of Westpac.
Mr. Hartzer will leave the organisation on Monday. He'll forfeit his short and long-term bonuses, but will receive a $2.7 million payout. In a statement, he said, "As a CEO, I accept that I am ultimately accountable for everything that happens at the bank." Not only is AUSTRAC investigating the bank, so too is the banking regulator APRA and the corporate regulator ASIC. Navigating that will be current Chief Financial Officer Peter King.
As the acting CEO, I am personally committed to implement every aspect of the response plan we announced on Sunday. We will carry out this work with diligence and speed, and we'll also provide public updates on our progress.
That includes immediately closing the international funds transfer system at the centre of the scandal and lifting standards. He'll be paid $2 million to do it, plus possible bonuses of up to $5 million. That upsets Greens Senator Peter Whish-Wilson.
We've got to this point in history now where the only thing that's going to fix this culture of greed within the banks is capping the salaries of bank CEOs. The culture of any organisation starts at the top.
The resignations are the latest in a string of executives who have lost their jobs as a result of financial scandals in the past couple of years. The Commonwealth Bank's Ian Narev stepped down in late 2017. AMP CEO Craig Miller and Chair Catherine Brenner in 2018. Early this year, NAB CEO Andrew Thornburn and Chair Ken Henry resigned from their positions. They were followed by Australian financial services company IOOF's Chief Executive Chris Kelleher and Chair George Fernandos. Amy Hall, SBS News.